MyPillow.com and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one, here on this Thursday, March 19, 2026 edition. Couple of text messages during the break. Absolutely love J.D. Vance. He's really good at dealing with the media. Interesting. He never attacks the media as being fake news, like his boss. Laugh out loud. Absolutely, absolutely agree with that 100%. Now, while staying in Michigan all day, today's show, Michigan News, Michigan Politics, that's all we're doing. But I had to cover that story because the vice president coming to Michigan is a big deal. Well, interesting development in the state legislature. Kratom, K-R-A-T-O-M, sold here. Signs plastered across gas stations and smoke shops have turned the once obscure substance into a roadside staple, though it could soon become banned here in the state of Michigan. After a tense 30-minute chaotic delay and a fracture within the Republican ranks, the House passed a bill that would outright ban kratom in the state of Michigan. Lawmakers held the board open, awaiting State Representative Jamie Green from Richmond, Pauline Wenzel, Republican, to vote before the bill ultimately passed along party lines. Though, of course, with the exception of State Representative Steve Cara being the only Republican voting against the bill. Two Democrats who actually sponsored the bill, Mike McFaul, Democrat of Hazel Park, and Denise Mensah, Democrat from Mount Clemens, they actually sponsored the bills, ended up in the end voting against it. The bill defines kratom as any product derived from a specific plant, Mitragynia, that specific species of plant, including its leaves, extracts, and compounds, as well as any synthetic variants. Substances lawmakers say are widely being sold in gas stations and can actually act on the brain very similarly to opioids. This push for a full ban hasn't come out of the blue. Scrutiny of kratom from President Donald Trump's administration has recently intensified. President Trump talking about it in Washington, D.C., has led many state legislatures to act accordingly. Under the House Bill 5537, would make it a misdemeanor to grow, sell, or distribute kratom, including any of the synthetic variants, with penalties ranging up to a year and a fine of $20,000 for repeat violations involving minors. The measure includes a very narrow exception that if the United States Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, ever approves kratom for medical use. Mensa, after the vote, Mensa, after the vote, the Democrat who sponsored the bill, said she could not support the bill in its current form, citing the last-minute changes and amendments. These amendments adopted during the House process today shifted the tenor of the legislation. There are better, more comprehensive efforts coming, and we should pursue those instead of moving forward with a compromised version. Well, the other Democrat who voted against it, McFaul, was not available at time of publication. Now, the opponents of the bill argue that rather an outright ban, that the state should pursue stricter regulations of kratom, including dosage guidelines, age restrictions, and also address safety concerns without eliminating access to it entirely. Well, following the session, House Speaker Matt Hall held a press conference with the lead sponsor of the bill, Cam Cavett, Republican of Sheboygan. They framed the legislation as a public safety measure, targeting what they described as dangerous and addictive substance, widely available in gas stations and smoke shops. Speaker Hall said it was very disappointing to see every Democrat vote against the bill, adding that kratom has become a very deadly drug, comparable to opioids and even heroin. However, he was proud that the Republicans joined together so that Michigan is one step closer to banning this poison. Speaker Hall said if the bill ultimately gets signed into law, Michigan would not be the first state to ban kratom completely. Eight other states have banned it as well. Representative Cam Cavett said the industry gears their product towards children, providing kratom in candy and powders in drinks. What's funny is a lot of this comes from Southeast Asia, particularly China. And guess what? It's illegal in China. Cavett went on to say they don't let their citizens use it, but they import it over here. So I just don't feel that that's proper. Also, Speaker Hall added that some lobbyists argue that there are good and bad forms of kratom, though he sees that as a ridiculous argument. He also said he's heard from police chiefs in Southeast Michigan who are saying that they're struggling with kratom and that it's actually causing problems in the schools. Well, Representative Cavett ended the press conference saying that protecting kids shouldn't be a partisan issue. With the House passage secure, the bill now heads to the Senate. What's going to happen in the Senate? God only knows. Yesterday, the 2022 petition fraudster was convicted and sentenced to 20 years in prison. Primary ringleader behind the 2022 fraudulent signature scandal that kept five gubernatorial candidates off the ballot in 2022 was sentenced to 4 to 20 years in state prison for conducting a criminal enterprise and two counts of false pretenses of $100,000 or more. Sean Wilmoth was ordered to pay $376,601 in restitution. He was also given a 4-year to 15-year sentence for five additional counts of false pretenses, ranging from $20,000 to $100,000. He also was sentenced for multiple counts of using a computer to commit a crime, as well as election law forgery. Attorney General Dana Nessel, quick to put out a statement after the verdict, said this defendant ran a calculated scheme that sabotaged candidates and stripped Michigan voters of choices in the 2022 election. The conduct attacked the integrity of our electoral system. Macomb County Circuit Judge James Massaroni granted the defense's request to give Wilmoth a bond while he appeals the conviction, which Massaroni declined to set aside. The bond was set at $40,000 cash and included a condition that Wilmoth would not work in any type of election field. Massaroni said the prison sentence was proportionate to the circumstances, which he says undermines voters' faith in our elections. The judge, however, noted that Wilmoth and the co-defendant Willie Reed's motivation was money, not politics. The other co-defendant, Reed, sentencing was scheduled for yesterday, but his hearing has been adjourned until March 31st. This story continues. We'll get to it on the other side. But basically, the main victims were five gubernatorial candidates, along with some judges, being kept off the 2022 primary election ballot. We'll get into those candidates and what they had to say about the judge's sentencing yesterday. Take a short break. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment, wrapping up this story. Dana Nessel, the Attorney General's office, argued in court against Wilmoth and Reed, stating that their actions kept Detroit Police Chief James Craig, Business Executive Perry Johnson, Michigan State Police Captain Michael Brown, Financial Advisor Michael Markey, and Businesswoman Donna Brandenburg, as well as judicial candidates Trisha Dare, John Callahan, and John Michael Malone off of the 2022 primary election ballot. Perry Johnson said in a statement yesterday that the victory in court means no one can deny that he and the others were victimized by these fraudsters. I urge the court to give them the maximum sentence to these felons who so greatly impacted the future of our state. And by doing so, illegally helped keep the governor's office in Democrat hands. This wasn't just fraud against my campaign. It was fraud against four other candidates and the voters of Michigan, Johnson said. Five Republican candidates were removed from the ballot, and the voters were denied a full and fair choice in their primary election. This should never happen in a constitutional republic, said Johnson. Experience has led Johnson, who is again running for governor. Johnson has created what he's calling a first-of-its-kind petition verification system designed to ensure complete accuracy and eliminate fraud. Under Johnson's system, voters who sign a Johnson petition will be asked for their cell phone information so that they can receive a text message asking them to confirm that they personally signed the petition and are a registered voter in the county they signed the petition in. Pretty good idea. Johnson went on to say, we've enacted a first-in-the-nation quality control system for petition signatures. And this year, 2026, it will include text message verification. Every signature will be verified directly with the voter, and then we will check against the qualified voter files. We will have our petition signatures to being the highest quality. Johnson said the system represents a major step forward in protecting the integrity of Michigan's elections process and prevents this type of fraud from ever happening again. Well, of the restitution the defendant was ordered to pay, only Donna Brandenburg received the most money, $177,500, and the Michigan State Police Captain, Michael Brown, he received $83,410. The three judicial candidates, $26,750, $26,670, and $62,271 for John Malone. The judge decided to acquit his wife, who the attorney general's office was going after. Her trial ended basically with an acquittal. The wife didn't know what the husband was doing. Now, it's very, very interesting how this story has come out, and especially the way it was written, with them talking to Perry Johnson for his reaction, giving him an opportunity to talk about his petition verification system this year. Well, 2 hours after this press conference, Perry Johnson's campaign came out with MEGA, M-E-G-A. And this is going to be the next story I talk about in the next half hour. The story is long, but it basically lists exactly what Perry Johnson's going to do if he's elected governor. And I think it's something that all the Republican gubernatorial candidates should consider doing. Whether they have the skill set to do it or not, I'm not sure. But it's something that definitely, definitely has to be considered. And one of the other things I think is pretty interesting is how the media is giving Perry Johnson a lot more time in these press conferences. MEGA, M-E-G-A audit. Michigan Efficiency Government Audit. The mega audit will be the most comprehensive review of Michigan state government spending in Lansing in our state's history. We're going to talk about it in the next segment. Top of the hour news break. Hour number two coming. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.